Hey there, you like new podcasts? I mean, look at you, checking out Movies R Us. You have no idea what's going on. Want to try something else new and hot off the presses? Check out The Uncensored Pharmacist, where Rachel and Miranda talk about the medical industry from the inside. One of them used to be a pharmacist. One of them is currently a pharmacist. And they are here to help guide you through the pharmacy and everything else that the industry complicates just to keep you in the dark. Join The Uncensored Pharmacist while they shine a light on the medical industry. Find it wherever you find fine, free podcasts. And while you're on the lookout for fine, free podcasts, head on over to whatsoundsawesome.com. There you can find the whole lineup from our amazing Sounds Awesome network. You can also find them wherever else you find fine, free podcasts, but you can get those lists, that list of podcasts over at whatsoundsawesome.com. We have all the answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, Time Pop, That Fitness Couple, Uncensored Pharmacist Podcast, and of course, Movies R Us. Now enjoy this podcast right now.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
If you can hear this, it's not too late. I return to warn you. This is Time Pop, a podcast that discusses time travel in pop culture. There are spoilers. I've seen the future, and nothing is sacred to these folks. Your past, present, and future are sure to be ruined. Even if you could go back in time, as I have, you will never forget what you are about to hear. You've been warned. This is Time Pop.
Ah. Hey, it's your birthday, and now you gotta pick up the phone.
We're talking 3 hours today then.
Jesus.
Just all happy death day all day long.
Yeah.
We're just going to restart the podcast every hour. We're going to loop this shit. I'm going to keep
loop
you,
it.
I'm going to keep you trapped in this nightmare and stab you in the heart.
Whoa.
It's all right. You'll come back.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Welcome, Chrononauts, as we guide you through the experience of time travel using pop culture as our mouth guard. We will be your constants. I am Dez.
I'm Scott.
And
welcome to... let's rewind that in time. This is
Time
Pop.
Today, we are talking about Happy Death Day to you. You're saying, oh my gosh, why are we talking about Happy Death Day to you? Because we talked about Happy Death Day last Halloween. You should definitely check that out. We've been excited about this ever since because Happy Death Day is a surprisingly good movie for a silly horror, you know, time loop move that we've seen 100 times. This one is 2019, PG-13, 1 hour and 40 minutes, back in action. Everybody we know and love, Jessica Roth, Israel Broussard, Pai Vu, Suraj Sharma, and joining the clan, Sarah Yarkin. Yeah. When did you watch this?
I ended up watching it maybe the end of last week, somewhere on like Wednesday or Thursday or something.
What'd you think?
So, I really liked it. It really surprised me, man. Happy Death Day 1 was a real surprise. It was kind of like, well, it's a horror film, but it's time travel, but it's barely hard. Like it's the most harmless kind of horror imaginable. And it's really likable and it's really fun. And they do a loop and they don't ever explain it in the first one. And this one, you know, they reference Back to the Future 2. And it is like that. They do like, it really goes into like mindfuck time travel. It's much more, to me, sci-fi than horror. Even though there's like some murder in it, the murder's like incidental. And they really kind of start fucking with some stuff. And it was surprisingly really amusing. This film is,
they definitely start off with a little more horror just to kind of like for a moment, like at the beginning, it's like, oh fuck, that's right. This is a horror film. But then they kind of quickly just move past it and it gets sci-fi. And then even the horror elements towards the end are just like more thriller.
It's barely horror. Like, you know, I mean, like, are there ever moments where you are really scared? Is it like someone dark? They just have like, they have a murderer, but like, aren't there so many other time travel films where people get murdered? Tenet, isn't there tons of people murdered?
Yeah.
Like, this just doesn't feel, I feel like this is like horror for beginners. Like I could show this to my 12-year-old and like, it's not scary. This does not feel like a Nightmare on Elm Street. It's barely horror.
Ari could, because Ari, it's all about jumps.
Yeah, Ari could watch
it. It's all about jump scares with Ari. And there are
zero jump scares.
There's zero jump scares. The music's not scary. At no point am I watching this and does it feel like scary. There is someone murdering, but I mean, there's people murdering in Heat and in Rambo and all the things,
Marvel, you know, movies. People are dying.
Yeah, more people day. Die in Marvel films all day.
All day
it's
long.
It's the tone, and the tone is this feels more like a time travel film to me than horror. I would almost put this more in sci-fi.
It's really hard. I have a lot of conversations with my 8-year-old son about what is appropriate and inappropriate for him. And it's hard.
Dad, I think Porky's is not appropriate.
Because, like,
I don't know why you show it to me all the time.
I'm like, obviously, you know, we don't want you playing, like, you know, first person shooter video games, but yet we show you Marvel movies where people are getting shot constantly. Like, it's kind of a tough needle to thread. Well, I've been having this conversation with him a lot. This is a little bit of a tangent, but I think there's other adults out there.
There are?
The problem, other parents out there, the problem with stuff is, like, you have two internets. You have baby internet and you have Wild West, like, you're going to get kidnapped internet. And I'm trying to, like, give my 8-year-old son access to the internet, but he deserves more than just, like, Goji
right
cartoons, you know, and he should be able to listen to things that other than just kid pop on Spotify. So I'm having a lot of conversations with him because
there's still content. You can do different levels of content control
a little bit, but like even for apps, even for iTunes,
oh, for internet, yeah,
it's 12 and 17.
Yeah, that's true.
Are the two
12's not bad. I mean, for what he's probably exposed to.
And video games, we play a lot of video games in my house, and I don't hide it, are inherently violent. Even the most,
yeah,
the most like casual video game, the point is for you to destroy something on the screen.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm hoping that Happy Death Day turns into a video game franchise is what I'm saying. Like, if they're not going to make the third movie, like, I think they should make a Happy Death Day 3 U video game.
I read that they confirmed finally that they are making a third.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a lot of back and forth, but it was in like 2020 or 21. They were pitching it. I'm sorry. They have the script and they're pitching it.
Well, they had it. I mean, the stinger in this, like, it's pitched.
Yeah.
Like, we've got.
But wait, so what'd you think of it?
So this is the second time I've seen it. So I was all about these from the get-go. Like, I saw Happy Death Day in the theater. When Happy Death Day to You came into the theater, I ran to the theater and watched it. I fucking loved it. I've been hyping this movie since the day I walked out of the theater. It was not as good this time. Like, I don't know if it was just the shock, because going into Happy Death Day 2, I'm like, oh, cool, it's going to be Happy Death Day 1 again. And they did so much. It's a really good use of a sequel. Like, we're going to give you 10 minutes of what you got in the first movie, and then we're going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about this watch that didn't it like if I had rated this movie a week ago from memory, I would have given it a 10.
Wow.
And I'm going to go much lower than that today. I'm going to wait till the end of this conversation to see where I actually land.
Cause I would have thought you would have really, you know, it does remind me of Back to the Future 2, and the way it fucks with the first film, takes you back there from a different angle. And I thought that was like kind of like right up your alley. You know, it doesn't just repeat it either. Like they said, they give a reason for the first one, and but they also fuck with, I mean, maybe you've done so many of these time travel films now, you're a little weathered. And really, this brings up some concepts that we just talked about like 2 weeks ago. Like, right, we're now facing time travel. Like, actually, you're in an alternate universe. Like, we just watched that concept.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. So maybe you're just a little bit like, I just saw that, you know, I don't know. Maybe you're a little worn and weathered from so many time travel films.
Well, and I think that it makes sense for this movie and this franchise that they're not going to go super deep, but they had to go deeper than the last movie. And they open a lot of concepts that just kind of end up dangling because they're like, you know, this isn't Tenet. Let's not spend 20 minutes on that. So they like, I think that's like the beginning. Like, when we see two Ryans, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then we never see that again. It's like, come on.
Yeah, actually, I'll give you that. Let's get into that right now.
Yeah.
By the way, it's a great idea. So, yeah, you have Happy Death Day. We're not going to go into the first film again. But the roommate, this obscure roommate, we don't know anything about him. You start the film off with his day. He had to sleep in the car because his roommate's getting
Did you realize it was the next day the whole time? Or were you thinking it's like 6 months later?
I thought it was the next day, but I wasn't sure.
I thought for sure it was the next semester. Especially because they seem, I mean, I guess they have, well, she has spent a lot of time with him, but they have not spent a lot of time together. And they are definitely like, I don't know, it had that like, we've been kicking our roommate out of this room for 6 months vibe.
Yeah.
Not.
It did. Yeah.
For 6 hours.
Yeah. I couldn't tell what they were going for. And then as I'm watching it, I'm like, oh yeah, we don't know anything about this guy. And they made him the science nerd that's working on the time travel project. And then you're right. You see him go through his thing. He gets murdered. Huey lives the day. And you're like, oh, they're going to loop it through him this time. And then you're a little bit upset. And then he ends up talking to them and they're all involved. And you're like, okay. And then you're like, I see. So now they're going to be helping him. He's relooping it, but they're going to work with him. And then they fucking switch it up. And then now it's her looping. And you're like, oh. And then I thought a million things. I was like, are they all looping? Are they all going back? Like, why is it transferred to her? But as to what you were saying. So, yeah, it starts off where, like, the murderer, the person attacking, is Ryan. There's two of him, and he's trying to close the loop. And that is why Ryan...
And the first, like I said, the first 10 scenes is Happy Death Day, colon, Ryan's story. And we see him go through his day. A bunch of shit happens to him, so we can immediately know when his day restarts, you know, that it's happening again. And then he gets stabbed by Baby Mask. And we're like, okay, here we go. Ryan's going to be getting... It's Ryan's loop day. He's going to be running from the Baby Mask. And then... So do we see...
He talks to the roomies. The second time he comes in, he's like freaked out and he talks. And then she's like, wait, what? I believe you. You know, and then they try to help him.
But wait a minute. Real quick with the double Ryan. Is there... Does he follow the photographs in the first iteration?
What photographs?
Or does he die, and then in the second iteration, that's when the photographs come in? When someone starts texting him pictures of himself?
Oh, yeah. I think that's his older... That's the one that's trying to kill him, that's tormenting him.
I know, but is that the first time we see it? Or does he get stabbed, and then the second time he goes through his day, that's when he follows the pictures?
I think it's the first one.
Actually, I think it's the first one. Wow. So he walks into his lab. So he gets kicked out of his room by his roommate and Tree making out, goes to the lab. The dean comes in to shut it down. He's bummed. Someone starts texting him pictures of himself. He starts following where the pictures are being taken from. And then he gets stabbed and wakes up for number two. And then he goes straight to the dorm room and says, what the fuck? I'm having the worst deja vu ever. Of course, Tree is like, oh, shit, I know all about this. And then
they go to the science lab, right? Is that the point where she finds out when the loop started, that it started on the day that she looped, that she finds out that they're saying that their device is the cause of her looping on her birthday?
Yeah, because, of course, the device kicked on by itself, which I'm sure if we see a third one, we'll see who turned the device on. It didn't just activate, I'm sure.
But why would it make her loop specifically?
Well, I'm sure it happened at 12:01. We don't know where she was at 12. She wakes up every morning at 6-ish, but we don't know where she was from 12:01 to 6 a.m. that morning. So again, in the third movie, we'll probably find out she was stumbling drunk through the lab and was probably near it when it kicked on by itself at 12:01 a.m. And so her loop actually, I think her loop actually starts at 12:01.
Right. Her loop starts before she's ever getting murdered.
But she wakes up. She doesn't realize it because she always just wakes up because she never has a reason to wake up earlier than that in her loop. So I love that he mentions Inception when they first start telling about deja vu. He's just like,
yeah.
Oh, shit. It's like that movie. I'm just dreaming. It's like Inception. And then
they mentioned Back to the Future 2 also.
Yeah.
I like the ongoing joke that she doesn't know any of these films.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't they do that in the first one?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, it ends with him saying
Groundhog Day. She's like, what, Bill Murray? Who's Bill Murray?
Which now we realize this is the next day. Like, I hope they watched Groundhog. I hope they went home, watched Groundhog Day, fucked all night, and then Ryan came stumbling in the morning of the 19th.
I think they did that without the Groundhog Day part.
No, they watched Groundhog Day. I mean, you got to take a break, even for new couples. Maybe they watched it in two or three sittings. Like they kept on, you know, coming out of their sex fog and rewinding to the last thing they remember.
Anyway, it's a big. It starts with him looping, then it switches to her looping after the big explosion. But they never resolve that there's two Ryans and one went back to kill him, and that did not come back to play later on. And that's you left some points on the field there.
Yeah, and I guess it's because they go back, because we don't know where. So,
well, there's a lot to dig into this concept. Let's discuss this. So either,
yeah,
one possibility is like what you were saying, is this is the second time this is linear. This has happened where Ryan just came back and now older Ryan. Oh, God. No, it's got to be Ryan from a different universe, right?
Right. Which, yeah, we.
So he just wants to kill this guy because two can't exist. Although that doesn't make sense, because for her, the other tree got moved into a different universe. Like, two didn't exist. So that's not right either. Going with the rules that they are laying. Remember when she's like, but where's my other stuff? It's like, yours probably got pushed to another universe also.
But don't they make mention that maybe happens and maybe not?
Yeah, of course they don't know.
And so the fact that he got...
Maybe there can be two Ryans.
So they're dealing with a device called the Sisyphus Quantum Cooling Reactor. And what they're trying to do is slow down time at a molecular level. And when Tree tells them what she went through, they realized maybe they haven't slowed it down. Maybe they've just looped it. And then...
So Desmond...
Yeah.
So they're working on a reactor. Can you tell our audience what kind of reactor it is?
It's a Sisyphus quantum cooling reactor.
Right. What's the word after Sisyphus you just used?
Oh, quantum...
podcast to the Quantum Chronicles?
Yeah, absolutely. Time pop.
Everything's ever quantum. Oh, yeah, Desmond, I made this new time travel. Yeah, I just took a quantum reactor and with some quantum energy, and then by using the quantum field, it's going to move us back through time with a quantum rotator.
How do you create time travel, Scott?
Quantum.
And there's two ingredients, Scott. Quantum and love.
And gigawatts.
Oh, what is it? What do they use in this? Wait a minute.
I'm waiting.
Wait, Scott.
I've already waited.
God damn it. Where is it? Oh, I wrote it down. Don't you fuck with me.
I think I'm fucking with you. How many gigawatts does it take? How many?
Seven millineutrons.
I need 7 millineutrons just to get out of bed in the morning.
7 millineutrons. I snort 7 millineutrons.
Yeah, it's in my grape nut cereal. quantum.
Okay, before I forget, before I skip past page one again, when he goes into the lab, there is a poster on the wall advertising 80s night at the Time Writer Club. they have a campus club called the Time Writer Club where they get together and do 80s shit. And it goes, Scott, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It goes from 7 to triple ?
Oh.
You don't know what these kids are going to get into.
That's clever. And yet you and I would totally have been there.
Fuck. I would have been there till the 3rd ? Every week. Want more time, Pop? Check out patreon.com/soundsawesome. Right now for $3, you can get 10 exclusive podcasts. That is not $3 per podcast, people. That is $3 gets you the whole library over on patreon.com/soundsawesome.
So that the biggest flaw of this film, the biggest flaw is that they do not resolve the two Ryans. That would suggest that he went through all kinds of shit, discovered some stuff and realized, and some greater emergency. It hints at something that never gets delivered. And at first I'm expecting it. Then by the time you're halfway through the film, we kind of forget about it. And we're getting near the end. We're like, oh, that's got to come back around now. Something's going to happen. And it never does.
Yeah. So, okay. I keep on.
By the way, you saw the post-credit scene, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So okay. When does the first explosion happen?
When they come back, the other Ryan's trying to kill him. They have him like tied up. The Ryan of this dimension, whatever this is, like freaking out, and they're all like, well, let's think about this. He's like, no, we gotta send him back. We can't. He's free, and he starts the reactor, and then it kind of blows up, and everyone gets knocked back. And for some reason, why does this blow up for everybody, including the Dean? But Tree is the only one that's back in the loop.
Yeah.
why are they not all looping? Although maybe they are, and we just don't follow that story.
Right. I think it's because her loop is a day before. So her loop she has to get out of her loop again in order for Ryan to get back into his loop. Maybe?
That's what they didn't explain. They don't explain why Ryan is now looping. They don't explain why the loop went from Ryan back to her, why she got in the first place. They're explaining some things, but they're not.
So we have, so Sissy explodes. Tree wakes up an OG Happy Death Day morning. She grabs, because that's right, Ryan, just like in Happy Death Day 1, Ryan is still coming to see if he hit that that sweet vajayjay. And she grabs Ryan, says, we need to go to your lab. But first she goes to the sorority because she thinks that she's going to be killed again. She's like, oh, I remember this day. Lori's going to try to kill me, blah, blah, blah. So she goes, and things are not exactly the same.
Yeah.
So now she's kind of starting to freak out. And then this is when Ryan explains the quantum cyclic dimension.
Why is she knocked back a day? Why is she not just looping the next day, the one that they're in? You know what I mean?
It's got something to do. So this machine, again, accidentally, which I don't think it was accidentally. I think we're going to find out that somebody turned the machine on at 12:01 on September 18th. And then, so I think the explosion on September 19th knocked her so far back that she got stuck in her original loop. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it does. I mean, we're talking about,
yeah.
I mean, Scott, we are talking about a quantum. We're talking about quantum shit.
All right.
Ryan explains that there are specifically six dimensions.
Yeah.
And so there are six versions of the world going on, some things identical, some things not. In this particular dimension that we're in now, Carter and Danielle are, again, things are not exact. So she goes, tells Lori, like, give me your fucking, the poison cupcake. Lori's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Then they go talk about quantum cyclic dimensions. And now Carter and Danielle are dating.
The moment that, like, we realize she's back in the day, aren't you like Back to the Future 2 vibes? Aren't you like, oh, wow, we're doing it again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like,
and they have to recreate all that. They have to get all those actors. They have to recreate the scenes. It's
except Biff Tower. Biff Tower is.
Yeah. By the way, are you familiar with the Greek mythology of Sisyphus?
Is that?
That they named the time travel machine.
Is that the pushing the rock up? Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Did we just see that in another movie or did I?
I don't know. They said, I'm looking it up. They said he was a tyrant who killed visitors to show off his power. The violation of the hospitality tradition angered the gods, so they punished him for the trickery of others, including his cheating death twice. So they forced him to roll an immense boulder up a hill for it to roll back. And every time it neared the top, repeating the action for eternity. So good name for what we're going for.
Very, yeah. Which is definitely more of a looper than a slowing down. So just by naming the device that, they've jinxed what their thesis was.
I know. If you actually just thought it was slowing down time travel, wouldn't you have chosen a different name?
Call it a wormhole?
I'm inspired by a guy that was doomed to die repeatedly for eternity for my time travel device.
By the way, I only watched a little bit of it just to kind of see if it would make our cut. There is a fake, I wouldn't call it a mockumentary because I think a mockumentary is by nature comedic, and this may get comedic, but there is a the history of time travel documentary.
I have seen that. Yeah.
We're doing that very, very, very soon. Like we've that's like three or four now that are going to get wedged in the middle of our plans right now.
That sounds good. All right. So we're in the new timeline. It's Back to the Future 2. In this new timeline, it's great, right? You're in the same timeline, but this is at its base, this is a murder mystery. And what they do is they're putting you back in the film. However, some things are different. Her love interest is different. He is now in love with her enemy. And we discover quickly that the person that's the murderer in the first is not. So like you've got the same setting, but like a different outcome. It's another murder whodunit, but it could be anybody.
Who did John Toombs kill? I mean, John Toombs is still a bad guy.
Right.
So he didn't kill her. Did he kill Danielle's mom?
Yeah. Well, I think we're to assume. Oh, no, she's alive.
Danielle's? Well,
Oh, not sorry. Yeah.
Tree's mom is alive.
Tree's mom, sorry.
And but Toomes, she's still afraid of Toomes because Toomes is still...
Right.
He's still...
A murderer guy.
Murder. He's still, yeah, in doing life, escaped the prison. So Tree's just kind of going about her day. She's excited that, like, holy shit, I got my mom back. Like, we're good.
Right. But she's upset. She's upset about the Carter stuff.
But, well, then the blackout happens. And that's when she's like, oh, fuck. That's right. Today... Well, I mean, she didn't have any reason to believe that that blackout was going to happen. But now she realizes that, yes, she has her mom back, but there is still a blackout. And now Lori, who isn't trying to kill her, is still working at the hospital where Toomes is. So now she cares about Lori because it's a different timeline and Lori's not terrible. So now the blackout hits and Tree is like, oh, shit, I got to go to the hospital. She goes to the hospital. So, yeah, she uncovers Toomes and then... still gets chased by Baby Man. So now is that what happens? So now she knows it's not Toomes.
Yeah, I mean, well, she saw that Lori is having the affair with the professor in this one. Yeah, she goes to the hospital. She kills Toomes, but then she's still getting chased. That's when she goes to the roof and dies. And then she's talking to Ryan and the team, and they're testing all the algorithms, right? And then Carter's like, they said, here's your issue. It's like, you only have one day with us. We have to test all these possible algorithms and we're not going to remember in the future timelines. And he's like, so you need to, your memory stays every time you come back. So you need to remember all of our algorithms, come back every day and tell us. And then they suggest that she just kills herself as opposed to being killed by the murderer. So you might as well do it your own way. Which is like, yeah, but you might have killed the murderer if you fight them each time. I don't know. Whatever. Sure.
I think what she wants to fix this, because even if they solve the murder, if she dies of a heart attack in 60 years, she's going to wake up this morning, I think is what the fear is, why they need to solve this.
Yeah, they got to get the algorithms, but they don't remember because of the day loop. She's the only one. So she has to learn all the different algorithms and catch their up. Instead, we go into our montage, right, of like them working on algorithms and all the different deaths that she does. By the way, if I am going to die a bunch of times, I get the maybe trying the jumping off a building when the impact that's fast. She goes through a fucking like grinder, like a
tree chipper,
like the most painful. Yeah, the tree, like the most painful deaths imaginable.
A hairdryer, bathtub electrocution, drinking Drano. Oh,
drinking Drano.
Oh, that like, would.
You're still experiencing these.
Yeah. Just like I call back to
Palm Springs,
where it's like, yeah, it's like, no, you can't die, but pain is very real.
Yeah.
I do like skydiving into.
Yeah.
Carter and Danielle's makeup. I love when everyone's jumping out of the plane with their stuff on and she just walks to the ledge with her bikini on and jumps out.
And then gives the middle finger right in front of them.
And I always have to point out that, like, and there are specifically six dimensions in this version. So maybe time is rebooting for everybody. Everyone else just doesn't know it. But in my theory, where every time you do this, you're leaving a trail of, you know, some poor skydiving teacher who now has to live with the time. One of his,
yeah, they look pretty traumatized.
Yeah, totally. And her mom, her living mom in this universe, has to deal with her daughter killing herself in a horrific way for no reason
in a bikini
time after time. Oh, and again, which she seems to forget from the first movie, that this is going to take a toll on her.
I know, right? Like that she is limited. She just keeps dying. And finally, she's like, oh, this hurts. Like her body took a toll. Even in the first one, you would think it couldn't have done this a second round.
Right. And they do specifically say she died 11 times in the first movie.
Right. And when the doctor sees her, it's like he looks at her insides like, you should be dead. And so that can't be good for her for a long term life.
Yeah, she's going to be on dialysis at some point.
Yeah, by the time she's 30. So the group finally discovers the correct algorithm, but they need her to choose which. They do discuss the philosophy that she's jumped into a different timeline, right? That's why things are different. She has to decide whether to stay in this one or go back. And the debate is, right, does she, you know, her mom's living in this one, but she doesn't have her boyfriend. She decides to stay here. The mother thing is a biggie.
Yeah.
And then they're going to do the return her. And then something goes wrong. I forget. Was it a power outage?
So she, the device doesn't work for some reason.
Yeah, it was some technical issue.
We don't know what happens. So she goes to lunch with the parents. She tells her parents, you have to get away. I don't remember. Oh, I think she thinks since Toombs is out, maybe Toombs is coming or someone's coming for them. So they get out of town.
And Carter gives her shit for it a little bit because he's like, we should stop the murder. Even if you're going back, someone's going to get murdered. It's not right. She's like, not my problem, bro.
Yeah.
So she goes to get her parents far away. In the meantime, the rest of the gang are working on the getting the experiment right. And then she's watching the news and they show that Carter had died trying to like save some people.
Yeah.
And so, and they're also, the experiment's about to be fixed. And if she, if the day gets reset, Carter's dead forever in this timeline. So she gets in her car and runs away from the parents, gets some parenting advice and drives right into a power station right at the last second so she can reset it and, you know, make sure that Carter lives. I think Carter and what's her name? Lori.
Yes.
So maybe that was the point, I guess. She advises Lori to end the affair. She sees that Danielle is cheating on Carter and she has like a talk with her mom. And, you know, of course, it's like very generic. And her mom's like, oh, I love your dad. I would choose love. And you would think that she actually could stay in this timeline and have it both. Like, you know, he's probably attracted to her, especially now that he's being cheated on.
Yeah.
That'll probably end. She could have like kept mom. And but, they, you know, they talked to him about like their memories. She doesn't know. It's like, it's not your life. It's not your timeline. You got to go back.
Yeah. She's looking through her phone that has pictures that she doesn't remember, pictures of her with her mom and stuff like that.
She's also starting to realize that, like, she doesn't think, again, like you said, now she's remembering, oh, I've done this a bunch of times. I'm too weak. I don't think I can do another loop. You know, it's random. I think I'll die if I do it one more time.
Yeah, I have to do it. This is my last chance. So she helps. She talks to Lori, tells Lori that this doctor guy isn't worth it. She catches Danielle cheating. She has an amazing lunch with her mom, you know, basically has some closure with her mom. And of course, you know, she says, mom, I'm everything because of you. And of course, mom says, well, I'm everything because of you. Tear, cry.
She goes to the hospital.
So now they turn the machine on and now the dean comes to shut it down, which didn't happen in the original timeline. It happened on the 19th, but now it's happening on the 18th. So now the dean takes it. So now it turns into a weird caper that was kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like the dean taking the machine just so they can steal it back is, I don't know, that's 15 minutes that could have been cut from this movie. And
yeah, I agree. They're just trying to make things, you know, more obstacles. So they have to steal.
I was going
to
say, it might show that Danielle could be redeemable because she helps them. But then, no, she's just doing it for herself.
Yeah, they're just using her to be funny.
And they still, you know, set up the third Happy Death Day movie to punish Danielle. So the dean takes the machine. The kids steal.
They steal it back.
The machine back.
Then she goes to the hospital to save Lori.
Why do they do all? Why don't they just turn the machine on right away? Is it because they have to redo? Oh, they got to re. He's got to redo the whole.
Yeah.
Algorithm or whatever.
And she's trying to be a better person for Carter or whatever. So she goes to stop. I think she also wants to stop the killer. And she has a pretty good idea of who it is now. She goes without like official. She goes and says it's Dr. Butler because he's trying to end the affair with Lori. And she's right. And then I think as she's got him down on the mat, there's another baby killer, which I was like, okay, now we're taking a from Scream. That's good, right? Sequel. You have two killers this time.
Yeah.
And it's fuck Dr. Butler's wife.
Yep.
And so she shoots Lori, but then the doctor kills her and says, I want a divorce. And then it's just Tree versus the doctor. And then she gets him with a pretty clever move with the magnetized.
Oh, yeah.
What was that? Was that an MRI machine or?
Yeah.
But the magnet of the wheelchair crushes him against it.
And then she lets go of the metal. You're screwed.
Yeah.
That was something that this, I'll finish it up at the end. It ends so great.
So she never spills the beans. She never tells the Carter that Danielle's cheating on him.
I thought she,
I mean, it's a classy move, but
yeah.
But he ends up kissing her anyway, I think, in this. Which means she could have, you know, he loves her in all the dimensions, but whatever.
Yeah.
They kiss. She goes back to her own dimension. She's got her guy. And then it's the post-credit scene, right? Where they go to the DARPA? No.
No. now the machine goes off. So they kiss. When they kiss, Ryan activates the machine, and we all wake up at the first explosion at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
So basically, everyone just got shoved back into their original dimension from the moment in which they swapped dimensions. So, which is weird. So now you're looking at like a wormhole situation, because it's these two separate machine explosions that are now connected. Because why? I was surprised that it didn't just like reintegrate their memories. I was surprised when they re-woke up earlier that day in Timeline Prime from the original explosion. So now what? So does that mean in all six dimensions the machine turned on at that exact moment?
I don't know, man. I'm not sure how we're supposed to. I only take it out of this dimension. And yeah.
So what? So besides Stingers, the main movie before the credits roll, what is considered the movie, well, by Roger Ebert, once the credit rolls, the movie's over. Roger Ebert.
Right.
What is the last line of this movie, Scott?
I don't remember. Oh, was it? You don't know who? He's asking about a movie again, right? What was it?
Are you ready? Are you ready for this, Scott?
Yeah.
It's a real Casablanca.
Okay.
I think I just shit my pants.
Who is it that said that?
Either Ryan or I can't think of his name. I wanted to call him the racist name that Danielle calls him because I'm a terrible person.
You're a terrible person.
Samar, not samosa, everybody. Samar.
No.
So, all right, Scott, you do the first stinger.
So do the stinger. Wait, is there more than one?
No. They yeah.
So they get a bunch of agents. They're out in the campus, and there's a bunch of black cars and a bunch of agents that look very agent-y, but nothing official though.
Oh yeah.
Says, come with us, please. And they go to a DARPA laboratory, which I just looked up and is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency.
Thank you.
In part of the U.S. Government of Defense. And he says the reactor's been moved. But didn't this just I guess that's a few days later.
It's a few days
later. Because it just happened. Yeah.
They're doing,
the reactor's been removed.
And they released quantum energy into the atmosphere. So like this set off some red flags in the world.
So they need to... They want to conduct experiments with it to see how it works. They need a test subject. This is weird because, you know, clearly it upsets, you know, time, space, continuum things. Like, well, we got to do it. And then we need a volunteer. And like, they're going to choose one of these kids. And then Tree says, I know the perfect one. And then Danielle wakes up screaming in horror. So you're going to send someone, this official government agency is going to send someone against their will that doesn't know about it and be doomed to do that of this teenager they don't know? Like, what? If they were going to do it, first they wouldn't fuck with it. They would send a very trained, like, military specialist. So that's a bit dumb. It's just for the joke.
They could, just to stay true to it, like they did with this movie, they could start off that way and then go a whole different direction, you know?
Yeah.
They could solve the Danielle.
Oh, in an interview with Screen Rant in February 2023, Landon confirmed he had pitched a third film.
Yes.
So it would be called Happy Death Day to Us.
Happy Death Day, Danielle.
They should do Happy Death Day 3D.
Yes, they should. And this got like, it's funny, like everyone, the reviews are mostly, you know, like my original review would have been walking out of the theater. Like everyone's just really high on this.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's happening. I don't know if it's shot yet or if it's not being shot yet. I'm looking it up. Happy Death Day 3. So now that we've talked about it, let's see.
Oh,
September 2023, it said, isn't currently happening. Wow. People, you got to get out there and make your voice heard if you want Happy Death Day 3.
Here's what other people think. Here's why Happy Death Day 3 might not be happening. Here's half a star. Wow. I want to slit my own throat for being a completist, considering I hated the first one. But holy wow, this sequel is even worse than the first by far. The ludicrous premise isn't the problem because, well, it's called the movies, but the same actors are even worse and it's simply boring from start to finish. And why Pai Vu even more screen time? Any other random auxiliary character would have been better.
Wow. Oh, that's rough.
That is.
That's a whole bunch of not okay.
I mean, if you don't like the first one, don't watch this.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, if you followed us down the Happy Death Day trail and were like, wow, swing and a miss, sit this one out. This movie was complete garbage. Unlike the first one, this movie was not scary at all. They played too much into the backstory and the science behind the first movie. This seems like it was only made to satisfy the audience of the first movie, even though there was no reason to satisfy the audience. They had to do that stupid BS where you find out something heartbreaking about the main character, which is one of the most unoriginal things about this movie. Boom!
Wow. Harsh.
Worst sequel in history. They just...
Wow, you got to see some more sequels.
Destroy the iconic first movie and turning in a crap. Have you seen Highlander 2, The Quickening? Yeah, a lot of the people that hated it were just mad that it wasn't a murder, a horror movie. It's like, all right, well, I get that. Like, there's reason to think that this might be more of a horror movie. So I can see why you might be disappointed on that merit. Wow. That sucks. Happy Death Day 3 is getting...
It's getting the shaft.
I know.
Speak up, people. Make your voice heard. You got to have a trilogy. When you put this much in, you got to do the trilogy.
You're going to have the balls to sting a trilogy. Then you got to do it. I don't care. Get some new actors in these roles. We'll make the next one for $5,000.
That's nice of you.
Scott's like, who's we? You got to turn.
Now that we've talked this out, do you feel any better about it?
Thank you for listening to Time Pop. One more Time Pop? Check out patreon.com/soundsawesome. That's patreon.com/soundsawesome. Need a new way to listen to Time Pop, Thank the Light, and Movies Are Us? We are now on YouTube at What Sounds Awesome. That is YouTube at What Sounds Awesome. Follow us at Time Pop Pod. That is time_pop_pod on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Send questions, comments, and recommendations to timepoppod@gmail.com. That is timepoppod@gmail.com. Need more podcasts to listen to while you wait for the next episode of Time Pop? You can find our lineup at whatsoundsawesome.com. That's whatsoundsawesome.com. Or you can find these podcasts wherever you find fine, free podcasts. We have Movies Are Us, All the Answers, Truth Not Trends, Thank the Light, That Fitness Couple, and the Uncensored Pharmacist Podcast. That is health and fitness, comedy, spirituality, health and medicine, movies, 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 the Wheel of Time, and just good conversation all the way around. Get all your needs met at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine, free podcasts. Happy Death Day to you. And this is really stupid. This is childish of me. It's unfair. And I'm a terrible person. If the third one comes out and closes some of the loops they opened in this movie, like imagine if there was no Back to the Future 3. Like, even though Back to the Future 3 is not very good, Back to the Future 2 kind of sucks if you're just like, all right, bye.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Also, the first one didn't even say why there was a loop. Just their birthdays doesn't, it's not enough of a reason scientifically. So if the third one could explain where the Ryan came from, it would feel better if it could tie it all in.
Like, I wonder if they had that idea for Happy Death, because the blackout in Happy Death Day 1 is weird and random, but obviously, you know, gives the thoughts of a massive amount of energy being exerted. So it seems like they might have kind of thought something like this, but left it out just so that if they only made Happy Death Day 1, it would play just fine. And then they're like, okay, we're getting a sequel. Let's open all these doors Back to the Future 2 style, and then we'll close all the loops in Happy Death Day 3. And here we are. See, that's why you got to follow the Back to the Future model. You got to do 2 and 3 back to back. You got the sets. You got the people. You're going to redo all the same scenes. It's a loop movie. Come on, people. Bang it out.
Yeah.
Why do I got to tell you how to do your job? So, yeah, I will go first.
Okay.
Just to not always make you go first.
Thank you.
And we weren't doing rankings yet for Happy Death Day. So even if I could, open up my rankings, I'm pretty sure I don't have one for that.
I thought we did by then. You sure?
We'll find out in a minute. We'll find out in a minute.
Okay, because if we had it, then let's rank both. That would be easier for me because I really need to know my ranking for the other one to appropriately do this one.
I refuse to do any rankings before a rewatch. If I haven't seen the movie within the last month, I'm not going to rank. You do whatever you want. You do you, Scott.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your kindness.
A 6.45. I hate it. Like
this one you're giving a 6.45?
This one. And like, if Happy Death Day 3 comes out and this trilogy all makes sense, I probably bump that up. But right now, sitting here after watching this movie by itself, going 6.45.
Okay. Do we see if we did rank the other one?
I will look after you rank this one, Scott.
After? Oh, man. Because I think the first deserves more points than this one, but this is still pretty close. I feel like it's got the same vibe, and they actually dive more into time travel.
So we started ranking two movies after Happy Death Day. So we did not rank Happy Death Day.
Okay. Okay, great. All right. It's very enjoyable. It's not the end all be all of time travels. Maybe I'll give original Death Day 7.30 and I'll give this one a 7. I think that's fair.
What did you say about the first one?
7.30.
Yeah, I'm not going to rank Happy Death Day right now. I'm going to stick to what I said. But yeah, wait a minute. You said 7 o'clock? To Happy Death Day to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm probably around 7:30-ish with Happy Death Day. And then, you know, if they ever do 3 and they close some of these loops, like this trilogy could as a whole be really bumped up.
Yeah, it's fun. This is a very, like we talked about the rewatchability factor. That is strong. The time travel science, better in the second, I guess, than the first, but still not perfect. Fun with time travel. I mean, I wonder if I should be making it higher. I feel like these films are better than a good portion of the films that we see.
So let's see. What is better than the Happy Death Day movies? Loki? South?
Yes.
South Park?
Funny, but yeah.
Twilight Zone is in the middle of both of them.
Okay.
American Dad is better.
Yeah.
Scrooged is in the middle.
Oh.
Bodies is better. Groundhog Day is better.
That's mostly, I think Scrooge should be lower.
Well, Scrooged is higher than 2U, but lower than 1.
Oh.
1A. So.
I think it should be higher than Scrooge. I want to switch Scrooge into 2U. I want to swap them.
Do you want to swap them? Just straight swap?
Swap them. Just do a straight swap.
7 o'clock Scrooge.
7 o'clock. On ISF.
And 7:10, Happy Death Day to you.
Let's call it 7:15.
Woo! Wow!
You know me, I'm a tough customer. These have such an easy watchability, likability, fun with time travel.
Everybody, Scott's Teenage Diaries are mostly top 10 lists.
There were a lot of lists.
In case you're wondering. And the only similarity that they all had is somewhere on those lists was Police Academy.
I wrote a report for school of why Police Academy is superior than any of the other movies. I also wrote a report of why Moonlighting was better than other shows because it had romance and comedy and action.
Whoa.
It has everything.
Whoa. Who would have?
It was like a debate assignment. You had to like debate something.
Oh my God.
Which now I take that one back.
It's crazy that I wasn't doing more movie stuff. All of my debate stuff was about sports in high school. Like,
okay.
Because to me, movies were not worth debating. Like, I was in my 20s before I realized not everybody loved movies. Like, I thought that was just a given that, like, movies are the best and we all watch them and we all enjoy them and this conversation is over. Shit.
That you really, the diarrhea is really a problem and you need some Maalox.
I just shit my pants. It was actually podcast relevant too.
What? It actually was?
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
What's going on? Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind. Until next time, I'm Desmond McNeese.
And I'm Scott Lifton. See you in another universe.
We'll be back when Happy Death Day 3 comes out. So we're gonna be on hiatus till Happy Death Day 3 comes out. This is I'm just gonna leave this door wide open, just like Blumhouse did. Suck it.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.